Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
All right, guys, I need your advice. I got a real-life family situation I need to get your thoughts on. And then further, I have a shocking admission to make.
Okay, is this like a honey badger deal, or...
Well,
I am proud to be an NBA referee, and I am proud to be a gay man.
I'll go ahead and play the human pinata role and give y'all a chance. Would you like to guess what my admission is going to be after all these years?
ED. Herpes?
Nope.
Herpes-related ED.
No, God, that'd be the worst. No.
You're really a girl.
Oh.
Nope.
No, not that that's bad.
You're now identifying as a girl.
Yep.
Nope.
Hey,
your horny level is through the roof.
You're making a switch in toothpaste.
That wouldn't be an admission on the horniness.
You're not actually scared of dangling.
Oh,
that ties back to the horniness.
Okay. You've lost your faith.
Yeah, your faith. Yeah. Will.
Want to have a Broussard KD thing happening with you right now? I challenge.
You don't even have my cell phone number.
I challenge. Well, I can tweet you in your DMs, and I challenge your faith.
You're not going to.
I don't think you believe in God.
Why would people? We challenge each other on our faith all the time.
Let me teach you how to believe in God, because I've seen you, and your path is crooked.
I go home and still worship more.
No, you don't sin. No, you don't sin. You don't sin.
Shippy, you just won the Today game again.
Send yourself the complete fun package, Shippy.
Guys, I realize today, this is going to be really hard for me to say, but I think it's going to be something you guys want to hear. And I think it's something that our listeners maybe can relate to. When you guys hear me talk about golf...
You hate golf more than any person I know.
You've been secretly taking golf lessons.
No,
every day.
Normally when I hear the word golf, I think I'm going to punch it in the face is going to follow that word.
You did one time tweet a picture of a running golf ball, and I think you were chasing it or something.
I mean, what do I typically say about golf?
You hate it.
Sucks.
You think it
sucks?
Golf
sucks. I hate it.
Punch it in the face.
Well,
yeah, Shippy nailed it.
So I realized, and this is my admission, this is the point I came to today. I don't hate golf.
Oh.
Prove it.
No, listen.
Yeah.
I.
Come on.
I want to be very clear about this.
Yeah.
I hate.
Yeah. All right.
I hate that I can't get good at golf.
Let's go!
So does everyone else.
Get in line.
Because, listen, I'd love to go golf with you guys and hang out on a golf course, but when I think about that, I really do think of it like this. Like, golf is such a frustrating thing for me because I just can't get good at it, so I can't stop slicing. I really can't control what the ball's going to do, like Josh Howard. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what's going to happen when I swing. I swing too hard. I don't swing hard enough. Mm-hmm. You doink it and it goes 5 feet away from you. It's all incredibly embarrassing. And so, I hate that aspect of it. And so I was thinking, you know, what's the most frustrating thing to do? I think it's probably to put together a child's toy or a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Something that involves instructions and you don't really get all the tools or nuts and bolts to really put something together. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
So when I think about playing golf with you guys, it's like, hey, do you want to go ride around with us in a golf cart? I'm like, okay, that'd be fun. For 4 hours. Well, that seems a little bit long. And then every 5 minutes, we're going to stop and put together a piece of furniture or a kid's toy.
Right.
Because it's like that's this, what though. It sounds like to me. And it's going to cost you $100. And you've taken a whole half day away from
What's
your family.
A cool toy?
And your wife's going to be furious with you about it. And I'm like, I'm not getting the payoff. Now, if I was as good as you guys at golf, I would want to golf all the time.
No, no, no.
I don't think you could get me off the golf course. And this is where I made the revelation. Because I was upset that I didn't golf with you guys. At Windstar, one or two, my clubs all needed to be,
regripped,
because I haven't used them. They all melted.
I walked into your hotel room at Windstar, and you're sitting down Indian style holding an Allen wrench. And I was like, you've made a terrible decision.
I was at a golf store today. I went and got my clubs regripped.
Is that the admission?
And my wife goes, why are you getting your clubs regripped? I was like, because what happens if I get invited to play golf?
Yeah,
she goes,
play.
You hate golf. I'm like, you're right. And then I was like, I don't think I hate golf. I think I hate that I'm not good at golf. So I go to the golf store.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love golf clothes. I pretty much always wear golf clothes. Love golf hats. I don't wear hats, but I'll wear a golf hat.
Mm-hmm.
I love being at the golf store. I wanted to buy like a new putter and all this stuff. I'm like, why would I buy a putter? I hate golf. I don't. And then I realized I don't hate golf. I hate that I suck at golf.
Dude, you love Romo. Why wouldn't you love golf? Let me, here's what you have to do on this. And you, and I actually thought about this the other day and thinking about you not playing golf with us on Sunday. What you have to do is you have to quit caring about what the result of your shot is, what somebody's thinking about it, what you think about it, because it is so freaking hard. And this is why, and my son will tell me when he's 35, he's going to go, I wish I'd listened to you, Dad, because the guys that played golf growing up, like our buddy Cito, he's, you know, he cannot play for 3 months and it'll take him just a few times and he's back to being like a 3 handicap, or Choppy, or KT. KT played golf when he was young. So KT can be out for 4 months and actually go out there and shoot an 88 or an 85 or whatever because he played it growing up. Same thing with if we tried to learn piano right now as old guys, we probably wouldn't get to the level we want to get at. So, dude, I played golf this morning with my dad. I shot a 100. That's a crappy score. But I quit caring because I have not put in the hours and hours of, and I'm not just talking about going to the range, dude. I'm talking about if you want to really get good at golf, you got to go to the bunker and spend an hour hitting bunker shots.
Now, did you?
You're not going to do that.
Now, obviously, hanging out with your dad is awesome. That's a great father-son experience, especially when you have your own kids. That's really cool to have both dynamics in play.
Absolutely.
But did you enjoy the golf part of it?
I absolutely did.
Did you enjoy shooting 100?
No, I didn't. I wish I hadn't shot 100, but I enjoyed playing golf because I had plenty of good shots. I was telling KT this earlier. I started my round. I had one of the best drives I've had in a long time, and then I had a perfect approach shot, and I was 12 feet away from a birdie putt to start my day, and I three-putted. And man, that sucks. That will like totally make you spiral. But the whole point is I had two great shots leading up to that.
I think I'm too competitive. I can't really.
I understand that.
I want to win and I want to be able to compete and I don't want it to be a complete embarrassment. Now,
it's
this is where it translates. Like, I love pickup basketball. But I found a pocket of the world in which an old fat guy like me can play pickup basketball and have fun and compete with people of similar skill levels. But I don't know why I can't do that in golf.
I got a couple things here. So first of all, Skin just admitted to you that he's okay with being bad at golf. I was talking to Dawson the other day. We were talking about how we have days when we're not feeling it, and we want to quit after about 6 holes because we're not playing well. So that's kind of how I think we're, at least me and Gavin were, was the way we were talking about it. Like, oh, what's the point? Where are we out here? We suck today.
Let me tell you,
the pocket, is us here at work. Because we can scramble and team up like we did at Windstar the other day.
Pocket.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter. You can have guys coming through and can bail you out if you hit a bad shot. Or it doesn't matter because you get teammates to lift you up. That's the pocket.
Listen to this.
Roy saved our ass.
Roy had 14 drive opportunities. And 13 of them were horrible. All right? Horrible. Roy also drained a $40 like 35-foot putt.
God, that's awesome. So he had the shot that made it worth it.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is as bad as I play today, and the other thing about it is when I was going into hole number 18, if I end on a great drive, I look at it as, all right, next time I play, I remember what I did. That's something I can build on.
Man, I saw it. It's a very frustrating game. But this is what it ties into real life. So I have 3 kids. My middle son, Miles... So I think I'm too competitive, and I think that's why I can't enjoy golf, because I don't like doing something if I suck at it, and no matter how much I work at it, I can't get better at it, right? I feel that way. Mm-hmm. I can't stop slicing, and it's just a violent slice. And so all kids are different and different skills or whatever. Sure. My middle son, everything comes easy to him in sports.
Mm-hmm.
He can use either hand. He can dribble with either hand. He can throw a baseball with either hand. I mean, he's just, everything comes easy to him. He'll play in his baseball team. He's a shortstop. He's a pitcher. Hitting doesn't come easy to him. And he stopped wanting to play baseball because of that. But athletically, everything comes easy to him. He's playing golf when we were in Arkansas. He's never played golf. Down the fairway every time. Not hitting it hard or far, but straight down the fairway every freaking time. And it was, I'm watching that going, wow, that's incredible. So my wife, he's supposed to go to a basketball lesson tonight. He had a basketball season about to start. They quit baseball, so they haven't been playing baseball. Basketball's supposed to start. So they have these skills. They found a skills guy in Prosper. He's going to go do these skills lessons. Well, he didn't want to go. He's really smart, too. And so he goes, Dad, he called me out. And this is what it's, I think, is freaking me out. He goes, Dad, we know that school is all that matters, right? And I said, yep, that's right. He said, well, I got over a 95 in every class. I'm like, yep. All right, that's all. You're right. That's all that matters. He goes, and I'm not going to go pro. You told me I'm not going pro in sports, right? And I said, yeah, that's right. He goes, well, all I want to do is play with my friends. I was like, yep, that's right. He goes, so why do I need to go practice? Why do I need to go to a skills session?
Paul Iverson.
He goes, no, he's like, he, and he's not, he's just thinking it through. He's right. Not, there's no agenda. He's like, right. I don't, because why? He goes, I'd rather go play with my buddies tonight and run around the neighborhood than go to a skills session because I really don't care if we win or lose those games or how I do because I'm not going pro or anything and my grades are good. So can't I just do whatever I want? And I'm like, man, I wish you were more competitive. But my competitive fire is the reason why I can't enjoy golf. So maybe him at 11 has it more figured out than I do at 48.
I like this. I like this angle. You know the thing about all that with the kid and what he's saying there is keep in mind he's got no other life perspective. He's got what he's got because I can't tell you how many people tried to get me to play piano when I was 10 years old. I'm like, I don't want to play piano. Dog.
Wish you would have played?
Oh, my God. Yeah. My whole understanding of music would be so completely more enhanced. And so he doesn't have the perspective to know what he's going to miss out on. And that's why we steer our kids into this stuff, mm-hmm. right? And can we do it in a way that they don't, like you to use your phrase, feel like they're eating vegetables or whatever? So my point being this, he's really good at basketball. If he just starts kind of half-assing it now, he'll probably regret that later.
I know, but I can't. But he's called me out. He's got, I'm playing all my cards. He's like, you told me it doesn't matter. And so I'm like, because, dude, he's a really good little point guard.
Right. And I think maybe the way you steer it, though, is, but don't you understand how much satisfaction there is to be excellent at stuff? Like, if you find what you love and you can become excellent at it, people achieve the ultimate satisfaction that, whether it turns into pro money or you're, like there's guys that didn't make the PGA Tour, and then they go into the business world, and they just excel.
Right. But you know what he's turned that into? School. He's crushing it in school.
Yeah. Right.
Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football?
I told him school's all that's mattered, and so he's like, got it.
Right.
Yeah, he's getting smart. Like, dude, that's why he's playing these cards on you. He's getting smart.
Dude, he's tying me up in knots at 11. I'm like, I don't know, but I want him to experience sports. I think there's so many great life lessons mm-hmm. in it. I want him to want to be competitive. I want him to want to do something and excel at it and be the best he can be.
Mm-hmm. Classes are pointless.
But does it matter? Uncle KT's not allowed to give him that speech. I don't know. So, I wondered if the two things tied in together. The reason why I can't enjoy golf and the reason why he can enjoy golf and isn't worried about trying his hardest or winning at anything.
Right.
He's good.
He's good at it. Comes naturally to him.
Interesting. Psychology study.
Absolutely. I like this. This is very special. Now trending in Ben.